On today's episode of Dietitians Only, we're talking about LinkedIn, how to create your profile, how to optimize it, and how to use it to get found. You're listening to Dietitians Only, a podcast from Dietitians On Demand, created by dietitians for dietitians. Take it away, ladies.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to season two of Dietitians Only, the new podcast by Dietitians On Demand. I'm Lindell Schuster, the Director of Account Management here at Dietitians On Demand and a fellow RD. And today I'm joined by Sarah Glanz.
Hey, Lindell. Hey, everyone. I'm Sarah. I'm the corporate dietitian here at Dietitians On Demand. You've probably heard my voice on some of our webinars or seen my name on some of our blogs. I manage all of our educational resources that we put out for dietitians. And today we're talking about one of my all-time favorite topics. Lindell, why don't you share what we're talking about today?
Thanks, Sarah. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I am sitting with our resident LinkedIn expert, Sarah Glanz. So, but I'm going to be talking about LinkedIn for dietitians and how to build and optimize your LinkedIn profile. And I will say, you know, this has been a learning experience for me as well. I do, you know, as the account manager here at Dietitians On Demand, on any given day, I'm out on LinkedIn. I'm looking for dietitians that might be good fits for our open jobs. I'm looking at profiles of dietitians who've applied for our jobs. And I am also out there looking at our company content and trying to share it and try to get some followers and likes and comments. So it's definitely a different world out there. And I know one thing that always comes up is, why should dietitians have a LinkedIn profile? Especially if you are not looking for a job right now. But one thing I can say is that the key to LinkedIn is to build and enhance your profile often, so that when you are ready to job seek, you're going to ensure that your profile is fully optimized for recruiters to find you and also want to select you for the job. So, like I said, I'm glad Sarah's here with me today. Sarah, feel free to chime in or ask any questions that you have. So, you know, maybe you're listening today because you're building a profile and maybe it's your very first profile, or maybe you are looking to optimize your current profile. So regardless of the reason, we will keep it short and simple and provide a link to a free 12-minute video, Making the Most of Your LinkedIn for Dietitians. You can find that in today's show notes.
That's such a great resource. Well, let's get started. So talking first about maybe new grads, new dietitians, interns, or maybe just dietitians who are new to LinkedIn. What's the best first step if you are just getting started and you're creating your profile for the very first time?
Yep, great question. Well, luckily, LinkedIn is very user-friendly, so I won't go through all of the logistics of the actual platform. But the first step is to make sure your resume is updated, as it will serve as your guide for building your profile. Your LinkedIn profile is much more than your resume, but you'll want to make sure that the two of them match and are congruent with each other. So that's the first step. And so if you don't have that resume, it's time to you know, brush it up and make sure it's all up to date. And then you would probably want to go ahead and select that profile picture. And so I'm laughing because this is funny. I'm thinking about the first time ever on LinkedIn, you know, going out there and seeing all of my friends, and we were trying to connect with each other because we were like, oh, this is just another Facebook for jobs. And, you know, everyone was just putting pictures of them and their cats or their dogs. And so that is probably what you want to avoid here. So you want to make sure that you have a professional picture. If you don't have one, you will want to find one and find a way to get one. And you don't have to go out and spend a ton of money on this. You can have a friend take it in portrait mode if you have that capability on your mobile phone. Having a professional picture will ensure that your profile stands out. And that can be a turnoff if you don't have a professional picture. So definitely keep that in mind. And if you've ever been to LinkedIn, you see that you have a photo, and then behind that you have what's called your background photo. So it's essentially a rectangular box that has either words or another picture in it. So you want to make sure that that also aligns with your personal mission or your personality or your professionalism as well. So honestly, I'd say the best way to go about it, if you've never seen one or customized one, is to Google it. And there are a lot of examples that come up for that background photo. You can also go to canva.com, and we'll put that in the show notes as well, but you can create one for free. So again, doesn't have to be anything pricey or anything standing in your way to create this professional background. You can, you know, and you'll find tips, but you want to make it somewhat professional, inspirational, and memorable. So when folks are out there looking for you, this is also something that can boost your visibility. And then this is often a confusing part for people that maybe in our world, especially, I think in the world of dietitians, we have credentials after our name that signify maybe a specialty. Maybe it's the registered dietitian, licensed dietitian, or perhaps an NDTR as the designation for your credentials. So we have that, and then we're very big on job titles. So, but one thing, and that's fine, but one thing to just remember is that you can include your job title in your profile, and it can be visible on your profile page and under your experience, but also at the top near your photo. Or you could have it be a headline versus a job title. So the headlines help explain what you do, and not all job titles do. So, you know, we'll provide you with some examples of this in our video, the one that's linked in the show notes. And so you can kind of get an idea for what that means. You can have your job title, though, in your work experience. So someone will still find you, and someone will still find out what your actual title is. I will say I see a lot of dietitians on LinkedIn who do not have a headline. They mostly use job titles. So it's up to you. But Sarah, can you weigh in on that?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, you know, do you think that there's a benefit to either one? You know, are there, I guess, should you have a job title versus using the headline, or vice versa? Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea to have a headline versus a job title. And I think that, though, including that job title in your work experience so that folks can see is a great idea, because we have our credentials to kind of fall back on, that you can see, oh, this is an RD, and this is maybe a CDE or NDTR. However, if you are a dietitian in the clinical world and you are looking to maybe get out of the clinical world, that headline would be a great way to tell someone else in a very short summary what you do, and also maybe what you're passionate about and what you're looking for, but in a very short, simple way.
Right. Like a one sentence, a one liner, mm-hmm. You know, like if you had to sum up your expertise or your knowledge or your passion or what you do on a daily basis in one sentence, what would you mm-hmm. say? That sort of thing.
Yes, exactly.
So it's really a situation of less is more. You know, choose your words wisely so you can really get the biggest punch out of mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, I see a lot of healthcare professionals say something like passionate about saving lives or passionate about preventing diseases or something like that. So something just short and sweet. because you do have another section that you can expand on that. And that would be, it's called the About section. And it's essentially about you, and it's an area where you can actually tell your story. So it can, you can use that as a highlights section. So on a resume, sometimes we have highlights at the top. For example, 5 years in an acute care setting, 3 years in the long-term care setting, 4 years in an outpatient setting, however you want to highlight your career in a snapshot, you can use that in your About You section, but you can also include your personal mission and vision statement there. So that tells your audience, it tells your recruiters and folks who want to find you exactly what you're looking for, either in the next phase of your career or just what you've done in your career and what you stand for. Whatever you do here, don't leave it blank. That's sort of it. It's not a make or break, but it is definitely a way to expand upon your resume and your general facts about yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were reading a book in the inside of the book jacket, like the about the author types section. You know, it's just the about me. What should you know about me?
Yeah, I love that. That's a great way to explain it.
The team at Dietitians on Demand understands the unique pain points of nutrition staffing. When you have a vacancy, a leave of absence, or a PRN coverage need, contact us. When it comes to hiring a dietitian, your personalized regional account manager will find the ideal candidate for your situation and workplace culture. You'll spend less time searching and more time patting yourself on the back for deciding to use Dietitians on Demand. Visit dietitiansondemand.com today.
I guess I could say, even as an example, going back to the headline, you know, my job title is not on my profile, but I started using the headline like a few years ago when I came to Dietitians on Demand. And it can be also going back to your question, like, what's the benefit there? It's very telling about you, but it also may not explain exactly what you do. But people still find me if they're looking for director level individuals. I am still like given recommendations from LinkedIn. So if you have your job title somewhere on your profile, it won't break you if it's not in that headline. If that's what you're looking for. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then also you probably want to, if you're just building your profile, you definitely want to fill out that skills section. And this is super easy. You just click and add the skills that come up. So it's super easy and a great way to add value to your profile. And now LinkedIn also has a built-in skills assessment that you can take, and that creates skills to be added to your profile. So that's super easy and a great way to just kind of get yourself some visibility out there.
What about for those who maybe already have a LinkedIn profile, but maybe they're not very active on LinkedIn, or they are going to change jobs and they really want to spiff it up before they go out for, you know, job hunting? What are some recommendations for those people?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's exactly what we, you know, kind of what I mentioned in the beginning was, if you build your profile and you just sort of leave it and you just let it sit there and you don't do much with it, when you do go to job seek, you're going to have to really start from scratch, essentially. So these are some things that you, once you've created your profile and you've built it, you want to optimize it. And these are things like consistently logging into LinkedIn and performing some type of action. Okay. So, I used to have a calendar invite every day, a reminder that popped up and reminded me to share something on LinkedIn or make a connection on LinkedIn or make 10 connections that week on LinkedIn. So these are great goals to have to optimize your profile. So one thing you want to always be thinking about is the connections that you make, because the more connections you have, the more exposure you will get. I have not figured out the algorithm on LinkedIn yet for that, but I will tell you that the more you have, the better it is. So you can start by just linking in or connecting with others that are in your professional space. So other dietitians, staff where you want to work, staff where you currently work, and maybe even the staff from your internship or past work experiences that you've had. And then you might even, if you want to get a specialty certification or a job in the specialty world, you might try searching for specialties for those dietitians and connecting with them as well. So you're building your network, but you're also building your exposure on LinkedIn. And I would also say, you know, think local, but also think globally. Think big, okay? Because, again, it's a great big world out there, and you never know what opportunity might be out there.
That's right. And that's especially true now that, you know, we've made such use of, you know, Zoom and our virtual platforms. It's super easy to connect with people that you don't live local to and, you know, give a virtual presentation or attend a virtual conference or, you know, volunteer for an organization. Technology has really facilitated that. So I agree. Don't just stay in your local area. You're not limited to that anymore. You can really network outside of those boundaries.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of conferences, LinkedIn also has conferences that you can join and virtual events. So you want to kind of look for those as well on there and start enrolling in some of those events and some of those learning opportunities. Again, more and more exposure to what's out there. And so then, you know, the other part of, you know, optimizing the profile is a section called recommendations. So you can ask for recommendations because it's advised that you have at least one on your profile. And this shows your audience what it's like to work with you. Likewise, you want to spread the love. So give others recommendations because the more you give, the more you will get. And so it takes maybe 10 minutes of your time, maybe 15, depending on how lengthy you want to get. But that would be something that maybe it's a monthly goal of yours, but you want to have one and show that to others. And then they've added a new section called services. So if you are a dietitian in the world where you provide services and have started building your clientele, you can add your services. And what that does is it also boosts your visibility to others. So again, think keywords, think everything you can kind of add your profile to boost your profile and optimize it essentially. You might be familiar with this or maybe not, but there is a section where you can endorse others. And when you have connections, LinkedIn will ask you if you would like to endorse certain connections for certain skills that they have. So this isn't just you saying, like, it's not like Sarah has said, I am great at content creating. That would be something I would go in and I could say, Sarah is great at content creating, at presenting, public speaking, whatever I want to put for Sarah. And that will boost her profile as well. And now if you are endorsed, you have an option to hide those endorsements or show them. So if you hide them, then they won't be what is boosting your profile. And why that's important is depending on the type of job that you're seeking or the next opportunity. You may not want those to boost. You may want your other ones to shine through. And just like everything else out there with social media, you do want to get out there and share and like and comment. The more you share, the more you like others and comment on others' activity, again, the more exposure you have as well. And another thing you can do, you can not only connect with people, but you can follow other companies. You can follow influencers and you can save jobs that you're interested in. And all of this type of activity shows LinkedIn what you're interested in. And then it then in turn will feed you more of those like-minded influencers maybe that you're not following yet, or maybe companies you should follow or suggested jobs for you.
Right. And just the same, you can, there are groups as well. So, you know, if you're interested in a young professional group, or I'm part of a remote workers group. And so those are just, again, you know, a group of remote workers, or a group of new grads, or a group of, you know, there may be a diverse group, or, you know, who knows what's out there. But that's cool, because you may not be interacting with dietitians exclusively, but you may be interacting with people that you share other things in common. And so it's cool to, you know, get outside of your profession and network in different ways that way as well.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That is definitely a great idea, and one that I also did when I first started recruiting. I joined a local recruiters group as well. So, yeah, it definitely helps you get outside of your box, and also networking is key as well. So another great way to network. So, yeah, I guess, you know, as you go along and build your profile and you optimize your profile, you will find more and more ways to do so. And if you're, again, just getting started, I do think that our video is a great tutorial. It's short, sweet, and to the point. Expanding, though, on what we've talked about today with actual pictures and to kind of show you around LinkedIn a bit. So, thank you again for tuning in. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to drop us a line on our social media, or perhaps even our LinkedIn if you'd like to find us there.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, thank you, Lindell. I really hope everyone listening will get out there on LinkedIn. I feel like I need to rush over there now and check my profile, make sure I'm doing all the right things. But thanks for joining us, and we hope to see you again soon. Bye now.
Toodles.
Thanks for listening to Dietitians Only, a podcast produced by Dietitians On Demand. If you need a break today, scroll over to the review section of the podcast and leave us one. Your feedback is the best way to help the podcast grow. Dietitians On Demand employs hundreds of dietitians nationwide and elevates the profession with simple yet effective practice resources, like this podcast. Don't forget to stay connected with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.